This goes to Dr. Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R, fax 616-754-9883, regarding June Patmore, P-A-T-M-O-R-E. Date of birth, June 16, 1938. Dear Dr. Wilder, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Ms. Patmore with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, history of right renal artery stenosis, and hypertension. Her last visit was March 21st of this year. She's been feeling well. She does have quite a bit of pain in her back and joints. And she wonders if there's anything topically that she may use safely or try. And we do allow people to use topical non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as Voltaren cream or gel. And so she will be trying that. She has been feeling well. She's lost 4 pounds over the last 6 months, but denies any hospitalizations or procedures. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the losartan, 100 milligram daily. Chlorothalidone is 50 milligram daily. Hydralazine has been decreased. It was 50 milligram in the morning and 25 in the evening. Now it's 25 milligram twice a day. Also, she's on Norvasc 10 milligram daily and Atenolol 25 milligram daily for blood pressure. Physical exam, weight is 158 pounds, blood pressure 107 over 70, pulse is 78. Labs, the most recent lab studies were done September 27th of 2022. Creatinine is 1.22 with estimated GFR of 44. Electrolytes are normal with sodium of 138. Albumin 3.6, potassium is 9.7. Hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B. Chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Hypertension is well controlled, and history of right renal artery stenosis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She will follow a low-salt diet, and she will try some over-the-counter Voltaren gel topically, sparingly. And we'll have labs rechecked in early December again to make sure she's not really absorbing that. It's generally not absorbed very well anyway, so it's safe to use topically for most people, even with chronic kidney disease. And she will be rechecked by this practice within the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.